All right. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is Saturday, July 24, 2021. The time is 10:23 a.m. This is our 10th special session, day one. I would like to apologize for the delay. Our office has just been put back together somewhat from the recording with the film previously. And hold on, please. So we understood that our audio was reconnected, but we've had difficulty this morning, so I apologize for that. Congresswoman Shaw, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Yes. Please bow your heads. Father, we come to you today thanking you for the abundance of your blessings to the Osage Nation, and we ask for you to be in this room and online with us as we make very important decisions for the Osage people and the Osage Nation. Lord, please protect our children and our elders. You alone know all our needs, and we ask that you help us through any difficulties that our folks may be having. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone to mute their phones, please. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Okay.
All right, we have a quorum. Next is the executive message from Chief Standing Bear. Good morning, Chief.
Okay, I'd see the alley. And members of the Congress, I'll keep these remarks very brief given the time constraints. We are here because of an amendment to our laws that requires non-tribal funds. It says non-tribal funds shall not be drawn from the treasury of the Osage Nation except by appropriation. That one sentence has got big consequences, and I've noticed in the last 60 days since this was passed, the executive and the legislative are having different views on how what that really means. So I'm looking forward to this session for us all to regroup and communicate and make agreements on procedures so we can go forward with the appropriations for this fiscal year, federal funds, and for the American Rescue Plan Act funding. This new law is effective 60 days from when it was passed, and that requires action at the right now, in fact, as you know. We need a simple appropriation. I do want to remind everyone that's listening, I know most of the Congress members know this, the funds that we're asking to appropriate, federal funds for this year, they're different in many respects to the ARPA monies, American Rescue Plan Act monies, which is the 108 million that came, and we're expecting 55, 58 million more. Separate from that is the annual federal funding, and where it became complicated is the ARPA also provides various federal agencies their own monies, which we are applying for, separate from the 108 and 55, 58 million. We are, so through Indian Health Service, through housing projects, self-governance projects. So those funds are becoming part of the 21 and 22 federal fiscal year. Now this gets complicated because the funds have already been appropriated by the United States Congress. So that appropriation has already been done. Then it goes to the executive branch, headed by the president, and all the employees and departments. So how we access those funds is through grant applications and agreements, and those are all done within federal rules. So whatever the tribes do, including Osage, we cannot violate the appropriation law of the United States Congress or all the requirements of the federal programs. If we do, we're in violation. So this is, in my experience here as chief, this is a new experience for me, having the Congress come in and reappropriate money that the U.S. Congress has already appropriated. I just caution us all to remember we must stay within the grant agreements, which I'd already signed for the year, and we got to have that appropriation, though, today, and the staff, the controller, and director of operations, and others have been sending documents over so we get the right numbers in the right programs, and hopefully we'll pass through that very quickly and get to the ARPA money. Now, the ARPA money itself has its own rules. And as you all know, those are interim rules at this time and heading towards some finality. But we've been very deliberate on how we approach the CARES Act money last year and ARPA. They too have to be subject to federal reporting requirements, and they also have to be organized within the program rules and have to be carried out within certain time limits. And that's really going to be an issue I can see coming down, depending on how you want to approach these appropriations. If you make it too tight, you're almost asking for moving over to the executive side and doing all the contract modifications and everything that you have to do when you're doing an actual real project. And I just caution again that the Congress, I'm sure, does not want to be in session every single day, and which would be the extreme. And saying, well, we're going to appropriate this infrastructure project, but the pipeline has to go this way or that way, or it has to be in this area or that, et cetera, et cetera. Where do you draw the line? So this is going to be new experience. I know we, in building the meat processing plant and the greenhouses and the other projects, infrastructure for broadband, and even our individual distribution money last year to the individual Osages, these are all very carefully lined up, planned, and executed. Plus, you got to cross-check everything is happening, and then you often have to modify the project from where you started to meet the conditions. Some of you remember on tribal funds over at Gray Horse Community Center, once we discovered the water flow system problems, we had to make huge adjustments to that project, and were successful. And in that, we worked with the Congress. For those of you who remember what happened then, I just want to let you know this is going to be on a much larger scale. And also, all these projects going on within the designated time periods allowed by federal law means we're going to have to access the contracting community, architects, engineers, construction, who are all very busy already with other tribes who receive their money, counties and the state who receive their money. So the availability of qualified, good contractors is shrinking daily. But under our laws, we had to wait 60 days. So here we are, now it's 60 days. So we're now moving out of a holding pattern, and we're going to go forward with the Congress. So I just urge my staff to work with the Congress and their staff, and let's get these projects moving, whatever they may be. We have our advisory team, our attorneys and CPAs that will be reviewing any law that comes out of appropriation that comes out of the Congress to assist me in letting me know if whether I should sign the legislation or not. That depends on whether or not the legislation is in conformance with the rules. So that's my statement, Madam Speaker and members of Congress. Look forward to working with you on these projects.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. First of all, good morning, everyone, and I want to thank everyone for the communication that has taken place thus far and the preparation. I would like to thank our appropriations chair and second speaker, Rivard, and our budget analysts and our legal counsel, Trey Gill, for working with the executive branch, the controller and assistant controller in the time leading up, because there's been a lot of work to do to prepare for this. I hear the, I hear your remarks, Chief, regarding the non-tribal funds, but I'll go back to the conversation that we had prior to my filing the bill that put us back where we are, and the discussion that we had, and us discussing the difficulty to capture these ARPA dollars. But at the same time, it also put us back to where the Congress previously did review federal budgets. I will say that there has been you know, some heartburn in the recent days when we stopped going over those federal budgets and appropriating them, because it's hard to capture a full picture of what's happening in our government and, you know, doing our duty as a Congress to understand that. So at the same time we were discussing the ARPA funds coming in and being able to capture those, it put us back to where at the comfort level of many members of Congress, where we will continue to do that. That's how what we did, and I can say that when I first came on Congress and that happening, and then being a former employee of the nation, that it does give give you a more clear picture, and the need for us to obtain proper accounting and accurate accounting, and just make sure that we are communicating and on the same page at all times, and working together so that we can do our best job. So I just want to say that this is not a, I hear your concern about, you know, change orders and those things, but that's never been the intent. And I've expressed that I'm not, we're not trying to get into the absolute business of saying how everything needs to be done and authorizing change orders. We are simply want to hear about these projects, understand the plans, and have a good communication moving forward on the priorities of the nation moving forward. And so we just would like to continue that communication. And so it's definitely, I just want to make that very clear that we are not trying to hinder anything by any means, or this is not a matter of trying to control. This is within our scope of work, and we feel that that's important. At the same time, because, you know, I mentioned how this is a lot of, I understand that during the CARES money, the executive branch handled all of that. But we had a lot of concern regarding this round, because we've never had $200 million come into the nation, and just us being the legislative branch and needing to fulfill our seats, we would like to discuss those funds. And it was hard to capture it, just because there's other money, as you mentioned, coming in, not in just lump sums, large lump sums. There are others being drawn down. And so I think that this is just a great opportunity and necessity to make sure that we have proper accounting of the nation, because at the end of the day, we always have a common goal, which is to do the best thing for our nation and move forward for our people in forward progress. And so that's just, I just want to make that clear that that's where the legislative branch is coming from, because there are those other pockets, and I just think it's best that we work together on that, and we are able to see that. Get an accounting of what we've received to date, because I know I don't think we're quite sure of all the pockets that have come in. I've heard of some, but we just want to make sure that we're doing proper accounting. We're going to begin with those federal budgets today and do the best that we can. I would like to, I believe that they may have seen it by now, but I would like to, I did notice the Congress that I would like to file a bill today, so I hope that that makes it onto the proclamation, because again, we are not trying to hurt anyone. We do not want this to affect the employees, and so I would like to, I have filed a bill that I hope makes it on, which would continue the effective date until August 6th, which would give us time to continue to work through these in order to try to protect the employees and work through that for the rest of the week, should that be the case, should there be a need. I don't know that that's the case. You know, Second Speaker Rebard set a long appropriations meeting. We will work throughout the day and do the best that we can. We'll stay in appropriations committee meeting and go down them one by one. As you mentioned, that's money that's already being drawn down and work that's taking place. They're already well into the year, but we just want to take a look and ensure the accounting and make sure that, you know, our numbers jive and it's the protection of one another. So the ARPA dollars, it is the intent to have committee meetings when we come back next week, and to address the ARPA dollars in committees and speak with your task force members to come and talk about those projects. And we will stay here as long as we need to and work through the best that we can. Try to get as much information as we can to make good decisions. Because we understand that back during the CARES distribution, there was a very quick time frame that money had to be expended. And there was every day changing rules. And I understand and agree with the waiting until we get the final ruling. I know for a fact that it's been a lot to keep up with. I've participated on many of the meetings and consultations throughout. So it's a lot going on, and I hope that everyone understands that. And I understand that that's what your office is doing. And I appreciate the effort of everyone involved, because it is a lot to keep up with. Because we want to do the best and protect our nation. It's a lot of rules to keep up with. But we will be addressing those, and we just feel that, we'll have the discussion of, because these dollars, there's more time I understand the need to get going on projects, but that also have the discussion of that there is time and we're not having to spend this in 7 or 8 months. So that's just things that have come up and the discussion that this Congress would like to have with the executive branch. So again, I appreciate everybody's work that has taken place thus far to prepare for this. It's a very important time. I understand that, we're all passionate about our people and our nation. And I just ask that we do our best to work together, because, again, at the end of the day, we're here for the same reason and to do the best job for our people. And there's going to be a lot of moving parts. There's several bills already on the tracker, and we will prepare to make movement to add additional bills on. I'm going to try to go take it slow and move through so that everyone's clear of what's happening. So I just ask that everyone be respectful of the process, and if someone needs additional time, please speak up and say so if I need to repeat anything, so that we can try to get everything in place so that we can move forward. So those are my remarks at this time. So thank you, and we will move through the agenda and then move on to appropriations for the day. Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Madam Speaker.
Excuse me. Hold on, Congresswoman Goodfox. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to amend the proclamation and include consideration of ONCA 2171, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million for a national food distribution program.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to amend the proclamation to include ONCA 2171, and seconded. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse? Congressman Big Horse? Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, ONCA 2171 has been added.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts?
Same, thank you.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right.
Speaker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt? I'd like to make a motion to include ONCA 2152, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $46,496,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the direct assistance payments to the members of the Osage Nation to establish an alternate effective date.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to amend the proclamation to add ONCA 2152 and seconded. Roll call, please.
Speaker, point of order. I must be missing something. 2152 is already on the agenda.
This is an action. Congressman Tillman, would you like to continue with your motion? Because it has been.
Has 2152, is it on the proclamation?
Point of order, Madam Speaker.
It is on the agenda for under the subject on the proclamation. Yes?
Just a point of order. The motion was to add it to the proclamation for consideration.
Yes, I understand. And it's on the proclamation and his bill, I believe there was a discussion with legal counsel and that's why it's on the agenda because it's on the proclamation.
Point of order?
Yes, sir.
Madam Speaker, so 2152 is on the proclamation. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Then I withdraw my motion.
Okay, thank you. And it's on the agenda and is for first reading, second bill on first reading.
Madam Speaker, this is Maker.
Congressman Maker, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to amend the proclamation to include ONCA 21-62, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $210,000 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of an ambulance for the city of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Maker. Motion is made and seconded to add ONCA 2162 to the proclamation. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse. Congressman Bighorse. Congressman Bighorse. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Madam Speaker, this is Maker.
Okay, motion passes. Yes, continue, please.
Yes, I would like to make a motion to include
Speaker, he has muted his phone or his device. And
okay, excuse me. I'll start again. A motion to include on the proclamation ONCA 21-63. It's act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,500,000 to the executive branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and the construction of a grocery store in the city of Hommy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to add ONC 2163 to the proclamation and seconded. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes.
Motion passes, and ONCA 2163 has been added to the proclamation.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes, ma'am. I have two pieces of legislation I'd like to read in.
Okay, hold on one moment, please. I had begun with first reading, and then that's when Congressman Potts moved to amend the proclamation, and others have done so as well. So if there are others, yes, you need to speak up at this time. Otherwise, we'll continue to first reading.
Speaker Walker.
Congressman Walker. You have the floor.
Thank you. Sorry. I move to amend the proclamation and add ONCA 2177. An act authorize and appropriate $2,800,000 to the executive branch for water and sewer infrastructure repairs and improvements in the city and community of Barnesville to establish an alternate effective date.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to add ONCA 2177 to the proclamation. I'm going to go ahead and call for all those in favor. Say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Motion passes. And ONCA 2177 has been added. Okay. At this time, as the chair, I would like to entertain a motion to amend the proclamation to add ONCA 2178, an act to authorize, well, I'm not going to read the bill, ONCA 2178. And I am entertaining.
So moved. Second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 2178 has been added. And I have another one. It's not on the tracker yet. Clerk, could you please give me that bill number?
ONCA 2183.
Okay, because it's not on the tracker, I would like for you to read the bill for me, please. But at this time, I would entertain a motion to go ahead and read the bill for me, please. Apologize.
ONCA 2183 is an act to amend ONCA 2149 to extend the effective date until August 3rd of this year and to establish the alternate effective date.
Okay.
So moved. Second.
All right, thank you. Motion's made and seconded to add ONCA. I apologize, I didn't write it down. What's the number?
2183
to the proclamation. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Okay. I would entertain a motion to place all of the bills just added to the proclamation on first reading on today's agenda.
So moved. Second.
Speaker, this is Rebard.
Congresswoman. Second Speaker Rebard.
Thank you. I'd like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 21-82 on first reading on today's agenda.
So moved. Or second, sorry.
Okay, 2182, is that your deal?
Yes.
I was in the middle of entertaining a motion to place all of the bills that were just added to the proclamation on first reading on today's agenda. Can I include that to ONCA 2182? Just trying to add them all to first reading on today's agenda.
I thought it was moved and seconded.
Say again.
I thought when you entertained that motion, it was moved and then seconded.
I didn't hear it. Can someone say it again, please?
Speaker, the motion that you made to place all of the bills that were added to the proclamation on first reading was moved by Congresswoman Lemon and seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox.
Okay.
There just has not been a vote taken. If you would like to add, if you'd like to amend that to include ONCA 2182, just a restatement would be fine.
Right. Okay. That's kind of what I was in the middle of doing but I couldn't remember if it had been seconded. I'm going to include it so that all those bills and 2182 are all on first reading on today's agenda.
Yes. I just have a question real quick. I apologize. I thought we had all agreed or voted, but you guys are adding your bills to the proclamation. Mine is already on the proclamation. So I'm just trying to amend the agenda.
I know, but so. The motion is everything go on first reading, which would include yours.
Okay, thank you.
So all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Any opposed, say no. All right. Give me one moment, please, to, okay, go ahead and we'll go ahead and begin on first reading, and I'll start making sure I add it in so that I don't miss any. Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox, we'll begin first reading.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those listening in. ONCA 2151 is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $8,320,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Pomney, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman.
Sorry, Madam Speaker. Yes, I'd like to read in ONCA 2152, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $46,496,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for direct assistance payments to the members of the Osage Nation and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Big Horse, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2153, an act to authorize and appropriate from the American Rescue Plan Act fund in the amount of $5 million to the executive branch for water, sewer, infrastructure repairs, improvements, or upgrades for the Pahuska village and community, and to establish an alternate effective date. And also, I'd like to read in ONCA 2154, an act to authorize and appropriate from the American Rescue Plan Act funds in the amount of $17 million to the executive branch for the remediation of the railroad right-of-way and the design, engineering, and construction of an outdoor health complex in Pahuska, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead and please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Kahika and everyone listening in, members of Congress. I would like to read in ONCA 2155, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $8 million to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Fairfax, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm reading in ONCA 2156, an act to authorize and appropriate $5 million to the executive branch for repairs and improvements to the Gray Horse Rural Water District and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Second Speaker Revar.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-58, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $18 million to the executive branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for an adult male and female primary residential treatment facility, an adolescent male and female PRT, a transitional living facility, and a counseling center with administrative and counseling offices, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Second Speaker. I'm reading in ONCA 2159, an act to authorize and appropriate $5 million to the executive branch for water and sewer infrastructure repairs and improvements to the Hominy Indian Village and Hominy community, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2161, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $25,251,153 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation of the completion of coronavirus aid relief and economic security CARES Act projects and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCA 2164, an act to authorize and appropriate $3,102,500 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the design, engineering, and construction of a new chapel in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Please do.
Reading in ONCA 2165, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the planning and construction of an outdoor basketball court in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2166, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $55,000 to the Artmaker LLC for the continued production of ballet performances and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue? Thank you, Madam Speaker. Also reading in ONCA 2167, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,750,000 to Osage LLC of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation of the Gray Horse and Bowring broadband projects and to establish an alternate effective date. And finally, reading in ONCA 2168, an act to authorize and appropriate $3,707,500 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the design, engineering, and construction of a new chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Maker, I skipped 2162 and 63, I believe. Please read those at this time.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2162, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $210,000 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of IMSA equipment ambulance for the city of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you. And reading in ONCA 2163, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,500,000 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a grocery store in the city of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Second Speaker Rebard, please continue with 2169.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-69, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $344,825 and to establish an alternate effective date. Can I continue?
Please do. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-70, an act to authorize and appropriate $130,000 from the American Rescue Plan funds to update the Osage Nation website and produce an Osage News app and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2171, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million to the Executive Branch for American Rescue Plan Act funds for the creation and operation of a national food distribution program and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2172, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,500 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the planning and construction of an outdoor basketball court in the Pahusk Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I would like to read in ONCA 21-73, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $183,913,435 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 21-74, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,500 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the planning and construction of an outdoor basketball court in the Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Yes, please.
Reading in ONCA 21-75, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $3,500,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. I'm reading in ONCA 2176, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the design, engineering, and construction for the Captain Richard Luttrell Memorial Park on the Osage Nation Ranch and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker.
Reading in ONCA 2177, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,800,000 to the executive branch for water and sewer infrastructure repairs and improvements in the city and community of Barnstall and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. I'm reading ONCA 2178, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $8 million to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of an assisted living facility and to establish an
alternate. Hello, I can't hear you guys.
Congresswoman Lemon, can you hear me? We can hear you. I'm going to continue reading. And to establish an alternate effective date for ONCA 2178. Okay, Congressman Walker. ONCA 2180.
Oh, sorry. Reading in ONCA 2180, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,750,000 to the Executive Branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems and to establish an alternate effective date. Please also continue. Reading in ONCA 2181, an act to authorize and appropriate $7,500,000 to the judicial branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for improvements to the current judicial building and for the design, engineering, and construction of a new judicial building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Walker, second speaker, Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-82. An act to appropriate non-tribal funds to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $286,924 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. And I'm reading ONCA 2183. Clerk, please read the title for me, as I do not have a copy.
ONCA 2183, an act to amend ONCA 2149 to extend the effective date until August 3rd of this year and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay. I believe that is, Clerk, please confirm that I didn't skip any. All that were added to first reading have been read.
Yes, ma'am.
ONCA 2151 is assigned to government operations. ONCA 2152, assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2153 is assigned to culture. ONCA 2154 is assigned to health and social services. ONCA 2155 is assigned to government operations. ONCA 2156 is assigned to culture. ONCA 2158 is assigned to health and social services. ONCA 2159, culture. ONCA 2161, government operations. ONCA 2162, health and social services. ONCA 2163, government operations. ONCA 2164, culture. ONCA 2165, culture. 2166, government operations. 2167, commerce, gaming, and land. 2168, culture. 2169, appropriations. 2170, government operations. 2171, health and social services. 2172, culture. 2173, appropriations. 2174, culture. 2175, commerce, gaming, and land. 2176, health and social services. 2177, government operations. 2178, health and social services. 2180, government operations. 2181, government operations. 2182, government operations. And 2183, appropriations.
Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman. Second Speaker Rebard.
Oh, thank you. ONCA 2182 is already on appropriations for today's meeting.
Okay.
Speaker.
Yes, sir, Congressman Walker.
Where did you assign 2165?
65. Culture.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Does anyone need anything repeated?
Speaker, this is the clerk.
Yes.
You assigned ONCA 2182 to government operations, and it's on the appropriations agenda for today because it is the federal budget for judicial. Was that a mistake or?
Yes, it was, and that's why I was getting ready to follow up.
Okay.
Second speaker called that to my attention.
Okay.
I didn't have it written on those, so I was just.
That's okay. I just wanted clarification. Right. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Second Speaker, for clarifying. I was going with the flow right there at the end, so thank you for that.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I lost audio when you began the assignments. I don't want to have to go back through it. Could you just tell me where it's okay.
Congresswoman Lemon, yes, thank you for coming back in. I was going to check on you before we kind of move forward. I can get you the tracker.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's pretty updated. We just have a few that we need to add really quick, and then I can get that sent to you to give you.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right, I believe we are there now. Everything's been assigned. Clerk, please confirm that everything.
Yes, ma'am. Everything that was on the agenda and that had been added has been assigned. There is one bill that has been filed that that has not been added, but that's the only thing that has not been done.
Right, that's what I'm showing. I have a lot of chicken scratch going, so I just wanted to make sure to confirm that we've covered everything. All right, then at this time we are in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee meeting will take place immediately following session, so I would like to begin the meeting at 11:45, and I would like to confirm that we stay on the same feed. Is that right, Clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, appropriations will begin at 11:45. Okay, anything else? I guess I would entertain a motion to recess for Appropriations Committee meeting to the call of the chair.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of recess to the call of the chair, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are in recess. Thank you.